Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, Prince Harry was interviewed by Fast Company, who asked him about social media. Harry said, "I was really surprised to witness how my story had been told one way, my wife's story had been told one way, and then our union sparked something that made the telling of that story very different. That false narrative became the mothership for all of the harassment you're referring to. It wouldn't have even begun had our story just been told truthfully. But the important thing about what we experienced is that it led us hearing from so many others around the world. We thought a lot about those in much more vulnerable positions than us and how much of a need there is for real empathy and support." Harry feels misinformation that is creating a distorted filter on reality, which is making it hard to understand the world around us. His advice? Set time limits on how much time you spend on social media. Try to fact check what you read and, of course, be compassionate when commenting. Harry added, "We will revisit social media when it feels right for us, perhaps when we see more meaningful commitments to change or reform. But right now, we've thrown much of our energy into learning about this space and how we can help." Royal expert Richard Fitzwilliams told The Express he believes Meghan and Harry have no intention of using social media in its current form. "It's not a time when you can easily measure somebody's actual influence. They've done quite a lot virtually, but a lot of things are on hold for everybody. We'll see how significant their brand is, but they have the contacts, they have the particular deals. They obviously feel that they don't need social media. If for any other reason they were in the future to think they did, or social media were to alter sufficiently to make them believe that they would be at ease returning, obviously they would." Sean Smith, author of Meghan Misunderstood, spoke with the Daily Star and said that Meghan wasn't appreciated during her time with the royal family, and that the sense of connection she brought to the firm is now missing. The special something Meghan brought to the British monarchy, according to Smith, boiled down to her charisma and empathy. Smith said, "Meghan would be great in politics. I think the speeches she gives are very inspirational. I think she is a tremendous public speaker. She is very, very articulate too, and it is a gift that she brought to the royal family, a gift that was not properly appreciated. Meghan Markle is not a dull person. She has a great deal of charisma, and that is sadly now missing in the royal family. I don't want to knock members of the royal family, Prince William, Kate, and other members too, but Meghan has a different life experience than them. Meghan brought something that I think is now missing." The Express shares there were fears Kate Middleton could have become a sort of second Camilla. Royal author Katie Nicholl revealed how by the end of March 2007, it appeared William and Kate's love affair had run its course. In her 2010 book, William and Harry, Miss Nicholls details Kate's ultimatum to William after he was pictured partying and flirting with other girls in London, and separately near his military training base at Bovington, Dorset. The strategy, however, backfired, and William told her that they should have a break. Miss Nicholls wrote, "It was hard not to draw comparisons between William and his father. Had William also met the right woman at the wrong time? Haunted by the specter of the past, there were real fears at the palace that Kate would become the next Camilla." Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Express recaps some of the ITV documentary Prince William, A Planet for All of Us. During a school visit in Liverpool, one young girl asked William, "Is Princess Charlotte cheekier than Prince George?" William replied, "No, they're about as cheeky as each other. They're very cheeky." Another student asked whether George taught the art of the floss dance, to which William replied, "No, Charlotte can floss. Catherine can floss, but I can't. It's like a really horrible film to watch me floss." In the documentary, we see William during a visit to Tanzania's Mokazami National Park. William said, "Now I've got George, Charlotte, and now Louis in my life, your outlook does change. You want to hand over to the next generation, the wildlife, in a much better condition. My grandfather, my father have been in environmental work for many years. My grandfather's well ahead of his time, my father ahead of his time. And I really want to make sure that in 20 years, George doesn't turn around and say, 'Are you ahead of your time?' Because if he does, we're too late." And with the passing of Larry King, some royal fans were reminded of the time Meghan Markle was a guest on his TV show. Larry asked Meghan about her TV character. "Who is Rachel, Meghan?" Meghan explained her character was a paralegal. Larry asked, "Seductive?" A flustered Meghan replied, "I don't know. Do you think so, Larry?" King then quipped that it was just a comment. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast Intrigue and good times.